That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hello, folks. This is Dick Huddleston. And I've just gotten back from an inspection of the public library Lum and Abner are putting in over at the Jot 'em Down store. The best way to describe it is that it's, it's got some books in it, so I guess it's a library. I see Grandpappy Spears going in the store, so let's go over and get his reaction. Well, come on in, Grandpap. Glad to see you.
Howdy. You here by yourself, Abner?
Yeah, old Lum's over getting advice from Miss Frederick on how to run a library.
Miss Frederick, huh?
Yep.
I thought that was him I seen a while ago heading over toward the schoolhouse. Had on his Sunday suit, didn't he?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's him.
He's getting big ideas in his head since he's taken up being a librarian. Miss Frederick told him he was doing a good thing for Pine Ridge.
Good thing for Pine Ridge?
Yeah, by putting in this free public library. Didn't you know about that?
No, never heard a thing about it.
Yeah.
What's he want a pigeon-toed library for?
Well, mostly just to make a good impression on Miss Frederick, I think. She said that he was helping both the young'uns and the grown-up folks get educated and get book learning, all such as that.
Oh, Sassy Fresh. What does grown-up folks need education for?
Don't ask me, Grandpap. But you know how Lum is again. He gets idy. Look at that sign he's got over there. Silence. No out loud talking in library and no scuffling.
No scuffling? What's he got that on there for?
Well, he says a batch of them boys start coming in here to do their homework, you know, like Barrel Eggs Crockett and Knucklehead Watts, and they're liable to get to wrestling and all that.
Well, I reckon every business has problems.
Oh, yeah. Lum says the only way to run a library is to have rules and see that everybody sticks to them.
Yeah, the way I look at it, wait a minute. Where'd you get that long table there? What's that for?
Why, that's to sit around, read, study stuff. Want to sit around it and try it out?
No, I don't want to sit around no pigeon-toed library. Wait a minute, though. Wouldn't that be a good place to play checkers?
Huh?
Got plenty of elbow room there.
All right, Dogie, that's a good idea. Why didn't I think of that? Yeah, this library's a better think than I ever allowed it was.
Get this rabbit-legged board out and let's get started.
Sure, I'll get it. Just sit right down there.
Yeah, this ain't a bad little old table. Where'd you get it?
Oh, out of the back room. Had feed stacked on it. Cleaned it up, painted it and all. Well, here we are. Which ones you want, the red ones or the black ones?
Oh, give me the red ones. They're unlucky for me. That'll give you a better chance sort of even the game up.
Oh, Prater Friday, you better take the black ones.
Yeah, what you got that line drawn down the center of the floor there for? You and Lum ain't divided up the store again, have you?
No, Lum drawed that line. See, it just divides the library from the store. See, when you step over on this side of the line, why, you're in the library. You got to follow all the rules. Oh, that reminds me. We got to whisper now.
Whisper? What for?
On account of that sign. Silence. No out loud talking. Don't you recollect?
Oh, yeah. No scuffling either.
What'd you say?
Said no scuffling.
Oh, yeah. This is more than likely a good place to play checkers. Won't have so many fights.
No. Takes the fun out of it, though. Go ahead. You move first.
I already moved.
Whereabouts?
Right there.
Well, now, wait. You can't move there.
I can, too. You done it the last time we played.
I never done no such a thing.
You did done it. I seen you.
You never seen me. You're a low-down cheater.
I am not. I seen you make that very same move.
You're an ornery low-down snake in the weeds, and I ain't going to let you get away with it.
Shh, Grandpa. The sign. Don't forget the sign.
Yeah, Abner, you're a low-down cheating snake in the weeds.
I am not. You're just a stubborn old goat and won't admit what you've done.
Would you care to step over that line so as I can tell you what I really think of you?
My dog is, I'll be glad to step over that line. And what's more, I'll walk
you right up. What are you two whispering about?
Oh, didn't hear you come in, Lum.
Yeah, I can see that. Now get that checkerboard out of the library. I never put that table in there for you fellas to play. Well, wait, Grandpap. I don't mean you have to get out of the store.
Let him go.
I wouldn't stay in here and play checkers with that cheating partner of yours if he was the last man on earth.
Yeah. Look at him stomping out. Thinks he's so smart.
One to goodness, Abner. I don't see why you and Grandpap can't get along together.
You know what he done. He claimed that I couldn't move
him. I don't care what he claimed. We've got more important stuff than that to worry about.
Oh, Billy Goat.
There's way yonder more to running a library than I ever allowed there was. We got to get library cards and do some bookkeeping.
Bookkeeping? How are we going to lend out the book we keep ourselves?
I mean, keeping track of which books is out and which ones is in and which ones is overdue and which ones is underdue and all that.
Well, that don't sound so hard. Them that's in is in. Them that's out's out.
Well, there's more to it than that, though. But Miss Frederick said she'd show us how to set up a system to do all that. And Granny, she's going to be a big help to me, her to us.
We going to have her hanging around here all the time?
Of course not. Look here, I want to show you a picture she gave me. A picture of the New York Library. Ain't that a humdinger of a library?
I suppose she wants you to build one like that now, huh?
No, of course not. Eventual, that's the kind of a library building I want, though. Granny's, that is a crackerjack. Just look at that big stone front there, and them big windows, and them two lions out there beside the entrance.
Lions? Here, let me see that one. Let me take a look.
You know, that's actually what we ought to have, a pair of them lions.
What in the world for?
Lots of libraries have got them, I think. I believe the one at Little Rock's got a pair of them out in front. It's sort of how you tell it's a library, you know. Just like when you see a barber pole outside, you know there's a barber shop inside.
We going to run a barber shop, too?
No, I was just telling you why they have lions out in front.
In front of a barber shop?
Oh, for pity's sake.
Why, Lum, that'll scare all the customers away. Or it would me, I know.
They're not in front of the barber shop. They're in front of the libraries. You all see them there.
Well, you may be right, but it's hard to believe. I doubt if they can do it.
Doubt if who can do what?
If the lions can read.
Can read? I never said they could read.
Well, what are they always hanging around libraries for then?
They don't hang around. They're just set out there by somebody. What kind of lions do you think I'm talking about anyway?
Well, I don't know the different kinds, but I doubt if they'd stay there very long.
Oh, well, they'd stay there, unless somebody steals them. Might be a good idea to chain them so that nobody would steal them.
That's a good idea. Chain them up. That way they couldn't get loose and bite folks trying to get in the library.
Bite folks? For goodness sakes, Abner, I ain't talking about that kind of lion.
Lom, I don't know what other kinds they is. Now, don't try to tell me no difference. They all bite. Got great big mouths, great big teeth. They're known as the king of the jungles. And Lom,
I know what lions are, but the kind I'm talking about are made
Wait a minute. Was that our ring?
I don't know. You answer it and drive somebody else crazy for a while.
Huh? Wait a minute. Where are you going, Lom?
Just out. Get the phone.
I am. I'll get it. Hello, jot 'em down, store. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Huh? Yes, he is, but he's just going out.
Is that for me?
I don't know where he's going. Out to hunt for lions, maybe.
I am not. Who is it?
Oh, he's got some crazy idea about getting a couple of lions to tie up out in front of the library.
Abner, who is that?
Yeah. Huh? Oh, I see. Well, Lum had the idea they were supposed to be real live lions.
I did not. Who is that?
Hey, well, that's a good one on old Lum. Well, I tried to talk him out of it, but, well, you know, Lum, just to be honest, he's sort of country about something.
Abner, give me that phone.
Yes, Mom.
That blame it, Abner. Either hang up or hash up.
Yes, Mom. How's that? Oh, I see. All right, fine, I'll tell him. Yes, Mom.
Mom, that ain't Miss Frederick's, is it?
Yes, Mom. All right, Miss Frederick.
Granny, you hung up and then still talked.
Well, lift the receiver. Hello, Miss Frederick? I'm sorry. I hung up before I said goodbye. Yeah, goodbye.
Granny, she'll think you're crazy.
What about you wanting to... pair of real live lions out there in front.
Abner, you little varmint.
That's a good joke on you, Lum. You was mixed up about them lions.
I was mixed up.
Them were supposed to be statute lions, just made out of iron or something.
I knowed that.
Weren't supposed to be live ones at all like you thought.
Like I thought. That was your idea.
Why, Lum Edwards, it weren't no such a thing. You bring that picture right in here and showed it to me. And said that's what you wanted to get for our library was a couple of lines.
Oh, me, why'd I ever let you get near that telephone? Why, oh, why? Every time you use it, you get me in a batch of trouble.
Well, I don't know what you're so upset about. I tried my best to make excuses for you, Lum, patch things up.
Yeah, I heard you, telling her how country I was.
Yeah, well, cheer up. I got good news for you, Lum. She's got a book checking out system ready for you. Want you to come over there and look it over.
Granny's, I'm ashamed to face her now after the way you made a perfect idiot out of me on the phone.
Oh, I did not, Lum. None of us is perfect.
Oh, me.
But you better hurry. She's waiting for you.
I can't go over there now. You've made me a laughing stock. That's what you did. You've made a laughing stock out of.
I never did no such a
thing. Granny Gabner, I ought to whop you right on top of the head.
Lom, now stay back. Lom, now don't you look at me like that. Lom, put down that axe handle. Lom, now don't.
It's 35 years I've been...
Wait a minute, Lom. Look where I am. I'm across the line.
Across the line?
Shh. I'm in the library. No out loud talking and no scuffling. Them's your own rules.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
All right, Abner. Step back over the line. Come on now.
I ain't gonna do it. Gonna stay right here.
All right. Now I'll get a chair and sit right here. You've got to cross the line sooner or later.
Well, now, Lom.
Stay there as long as you like. I don't care. I can stay here longer than you can. I got groceries on this side, and you ain't.
Huh?
I'll starve you out. That's what I'll do. I'll starve you out.